The taxi took off. Of course, going around 150 miles an hour with 16 police cars following.
Aye, aye, here they go again. They're chasing after us.
Don't worry, Harvey. It's okay. They can't keep up.
I know. I'm just I gotta say Tila Sadera.
You don't have to say what?
I have to pray.
In record time, they arrived at the Moskovska Hotel, which, believe it or not, was still standing. Harvey walked into the lobby, and the same lady was sitting behind the counter. He couldn't believe it.
Ah, I'm back again. Wait. I shouldn't be telling everyone it's me. Anyhow, maybe she won't recognize me with the beard. Hello, excuse me. Do you have a room reserved for Chaim Friedman?
Chaim Friedman, yes. We have room reserved. It's on the 15th floor.
On the 15th floor? This hotel doesn't even have a 15th floor.
Yes, you'll sleep on the roof.
You must be joking.
Yes, I'm joking. Actually, we have room for you on the 4th floor.
I guess I'm going to be climbing a lot of stairs again.
Actually, you'd be surprised. The elevator is working.
Oh, it is. Wow.
But it only goes downwards.
Wait a minute. If it only goes downwards, then how do I get back up to my room?
Who said you use the elevator? You'll have to climb the stairs.
And then I could take it downwards from the 4th floor?
No, because somebody went to the basement last week. Remember, it doesn't go up, so it's been stuck there ever since.
All right, Kamzula Taiva, I'll get some exercise. It won't be the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Okay, here's your key.
Yeah, you have real keys this time too?
Yes, we fix all the doors. Wait a minute, you've been here before?
Yeah, I was here around 10 years ago.
Oh, you're the one with the cockroaches. You grew a beard.
Yeah, you noticed, huh?
Well, you look a little bit older.
Ah, the cockroaches are also probably 10 years older. They're probably 10 times the size, too.
Yes, but I have good news. The exterminator came yesterday. I called them the last time you were here.
Of course. It took exactly 10 years for them to get here.
Reb Chaim headed up to the 4th floor after much huffing and puffing on the steps and headed into his room. That very night was his very first meeting with the group of amazing Jews he would be learning with.
Let me see. I'll open up my suitcase over here. I have my Gemara. All right, they wanted to learn Baba Metzia, Eilam Metzia Shalive, Eilu Chaim Lahachres. You know, most beginners learn Eilam Metzias. It's a great idea, after all. All right, now how am I going to get to them without the KGB knowing about it? You know, it feels almost like I've been in this situation before. Oh, wait, I have been in this situation before. All right, let's see what I'm going to do.
Reb Chaim hid his Gemara in a nondescript shopping bag from a department store. He stepped outside onto the street, and sure enough, a tall KGB agent was waiting to follow him.
Hello? How are you? Are you going to be following me today? Just please be very, very careful, because the last time I was here... I hope you don't talk English. Do you talk English? Well, you don't respond either way, so what's the difference? All right. I'm just going to walk down the street. I'm going to go to the bus stop. I'll just hop onto a bus and go to my destination nice and easy.
The KGB agent followed very closely, and he grumbled under his breath.
This Americanskaya, he think I don't know his trick. We know he was here last time 10 years ago, and then he fooled us by jumping on the bus at the last second. I'm not going to be fooled twice. He is not getting away with it this time.
Reb Chaim walked straight to the bus stop and stood waiting patiently for the bus to arrive. He looked this way and that. The bus finally pulled up. The doors opened. Reb Chaim pretended he didn't even notice the bus. The KGB agent watched tensely as people got off the bus and people got on the bus.
I'm not going to let him fool me this time.
As the doors were closing, the KGB agent was focused intently on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim made a move towards the bus, and the KGB agent jumped onto the bus. But Reb Chaim remained standing on the sidewalk.
Ah, the trick worked! The KGB agent is on the bus, and I'm not... Why is this Gewaldig, I tell you?
The bus picked up speed. The KGB agent shouted to the driver,
"You have to let me off! I have to follow that guy!"
"Excuse me, are you KGB?"
"Yes, I'm KGB! Open up the door of the bus!"
"You're KGB?
Okay, I'm going to let you off, don't worry!" "But you're not slowing down!" "Don't worry, I'll let you off at the next stop."
"You better stop this bus right now and let me off!"
Okay, I'm letting you off."
The driver finally let him off the bus 3 blocks down. In the meantime, Reb Chaim had disappeared into the crowd.